Technically, the only reason you can't see that is because his genius is so above anything you could comprehend.
Yeah, right. Above. Intellectually, maybe. Hey, Skylar, look at that moon. She's a sweet one tonight. Is that? She's waning, though, isn't she? Skylar? Are you there?
Barclay, your problems must weigh heavily on those very fine, milky white shoulders of yours. But there's good news. Good news indeed. Verily, I have the antidote to your poison. By chance, have you ever heard of a thing? It's called rap metal.
Rap metal? We don't have anything like that in Critter Village.
In the land where I come from, Schnixelfuss, that's the only music we listen to. It was started by a man named Dominic Chianese. And now he is remembered in a song as one of our most splendid heroes. This was his precious microphone. It is an enchanted rap metal microphone.
What's enchanted about it?
It has the power to transform your voice into that of a most splendid siren god. With one word, you'll instantly win the hearts and minds of a million adoring fans. You'll be forever remembered as the one who brought rap metal to your land. And the best part is, you won't need your bothersome friends to back you up anymore.
Well, you're just gonna let me take this?
Oh, well, don't be too excited, Barclay. It's all futile anyways, is it not? Behold, our journey nears its end.
Snake. Quiet, you. Snake dog.
What's his name again?
Indubitably does not rhyme. I don't mean to put up a squawk here, but indubitably does not rhyme with Quetzalcoatl. And Googlepuff is not a word at all. Unless it's used as a strange verb.
Oh, really? Enlighten us, Mr. Brockton.
A front man has to really be a front. In all kinds of ways that you need some charisma that I don't, I'm worried that you don't have it. Maybe I have it, and I should be using it more instead of you. Maybe there isn't a place for you. I don't think this is your kind of music, Snake Dog. Maybe you need to find some snakes to start a group with.
I don't need any of this from you, Rattle. I quit.
Now look what you've done, Brockton.
I disrespectfully retire.
Snake Dog, I command you.
No, Snake Dog.
Are you going to go to his performance and show him how much you really care? You're going to be there for him?
Yes. I want to support him, but not in the crowd, not like a commoner. I want to be there with him. I want to be part of it. Not to sit by and be rejected by him, be passed over like so much of a groupie. I couldn't bear that. I'd rather I was dead. Or he was dead.
Now, Snakeworthy, it may be difficult for you to deal with Snake Dog's success, but remember...
Sorry, Blue Wave, but what I'm saying here is that if you look at the charts, Snake Doggy Dog is way up here, and here's you, not even on the charts.
Slow down, you crazy cane. You crazy cracked up cane. Slow down. I don't think I buy on what you're selling here.
I just don't think this is what you're good at, Magnificat. You have many strengths, but not rap.
You see, Rudy, the numbers don't mean anything. I mean, what are numbers anyways? They're just a lot of symbols and superstitious kaikoku. My audience isn't the same as snake dogs. That snake crawls in the grass, but those grass have roots. And we, Rudy, are the grass roots. Millions. Millions, Rudy.
Millions?
The only hissing you'll hear is the pissing in snake dog's pants.
Down, 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 down we go. Digging ourselves the deepest hole. Soon we'll be in Tokyo.
Snakeworthy, wake up. We've got some crap to deal with.
Oh, don't wake me, Skylar. I've been having the most wonderful dream. Something about spending days just trying to swallow a mule.
Listen, we need to make some decisions pronto. We have a multi-million dollar record contract in the critter's name that's currently going down the toilet if we don't think of something. This could sink Fang.
Oh, please, Skylar. The Fang Media Weapons Conglomerate is unsinkable. You know that. It will feed itself for 1,000 years.
Well, that's not what these numbers are telling me.
Fine. We'll have a contest. A rap battle.
A rap war?
Yes, a rap war. At your house. Friends only. I don't want prying eyes.
Because it will be rigged.
Right. It will be rigged. We'll have Sweetback win. He's a moron. He'll think the contract's candy and try to eat it.
No, I have a better idea. Let Snake Dog win the money. Sign it over to him. But then have it nullified by extenuating circumstances. You're looking to get rid of him anyway, right?
I see. Well, let me try to talk to him first. I'll make him the offer of his lifetime.
Pardon me? Aren't you that guy from that crappy band that no one likes?
What, are you talking to me? What?
Yes, yes. I heard about some white trash mutt nobody that everybody liked because they felt sorry for him. Just quit his band. And now he's moping around, depressed and alone, dreaming of becoming the next big thing, the next fad. Too bad rock is dead, and the next fad is rap, and you can't even rhyme.
Listen, buddy, I'm the best rhymer there is. You're the littlest, scrawniest, little puny wimp I've ever seen that's tried to pick a fight with me. I'd rip you in half, you little wimp, you little worm.
Driver, step on it. It's time to go. The savage is getting too close. Ta, you mangy mongrel! I'll see you at the rap showdown next Friday.
I want something my cats can dig with all their body and mind.
How about I turn into a surfboard? Surf's up, dude!
Nah, yeah, now you're talking. Now you're speaking my language. That is crazy. Bluebird humming in the breeze. Why are you staring at me? I'm not a flower. Butterfly, why you ride up high to the sky? Is the waterfall that far below? Electrostatic, jazz-o-matic, hypnotatic. Skip those nightclubs and bars and take a journey to the stars. It's cosmic. The red wave's small, the blue wave's all. The yellow wave has to crawl to the ground. Orange waves are kinda tough. Yellow waves are just enough. And red waves are not my style. A on the blue wave. Did you taste the rainbow?
No way! That's some good stuff, man, never catch.
That's a flavor to save, Rudy.
I'm so psyched to see our grassroots farm.
I can't wait either, Rudy.
That tale? We don't need our friends to back us up anymore. What do you say?
Where is everyone? Where are the fans? Where are the cameras? Who are these old people?
It must be the weather. It sure is cloudy out. Our fan base is unusual, Rudy. It's a grassroots collective, and they just don't go out for anything. I did like the way you came out. Shows a lot of class. A couple fans coming out, even with all these clouds.
If you help me find directions to Snake Doggy Dog, I might listen to your album next too.
Wah! My nose hurts. My tail hurts. Hey, you know what? My wings hurt. I can't practice tonight. How'd that make you feel? Well, maybe you wouldn't care. Maybe that'd be a good thing. I don't think you would care if I didn't practice. It hurts. The nipples. If I complain every time I had a clipped wing and I lost a feather, I would never get anything done. That's the way you behave. My tail hurts.
My tail hurts.
I can't do anything.
I'm trying, Brockton, but I just don't care.
Yeah, good luck. You're gonna need it. You know that? You're gonna need it.
Hello, Brockton. Make me a sandwich. No, Brockton. No, 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 no. Brockton, do my laundry. Brockton, take out the trash. Brockton, do my dishes.
Little pig, little pig, let me in!
Get out of here, Rudy, come on.
Listen, I just wanted to say that I think you should take it easy on Magnificat. He's not quite sure about what he's getting into.
Magnificat's doing this thing? Rudy, is he gonna play saxophone?
I think so. I might sound a little bit cheesy, and I'm worried that his feelings are gonna get hurt. So will you take this into consideration?
I'm not gonna be easy on Magnificat and look weak in front of Snake Dog. What do you think I am, some kind of wimp?
Oh no, Bogley, definitely not. But don't let power go to your head. Don't be a big jerk about this.
Power go to my head? Look at Magnificat. He's all magic and can do anything. Why doesn't he get us all rich or something? What, has he got something? He's on some kind of power trip? The hell out of here, Rudy. You're pissing me off.
I got 5 minutes to...
Listen, slow down, Rudy. Slow down. Slow down.
I can't...
Slow down.
I'm...
Hey, settle down. Shut up.
No.
Shut up.
No, I got one more... Listen.
I'm trying to sleep here. The show's not for a week. Take it slow. You might as well wean him off the idea or something. Come on. I'm trying to get some rest, for Christ's sake. I'm sick. I feel like crap.
Sick? You better get it together. The contest is in...
I've been sick for a month.
A month? You better get out there. It's in 5 minutes.
5 minutes?
Okay, everyone. Everybody settle down. Welcome to the first and only Rap War, sponsored by the Fang Corporation. Well, let's not dilly-dally. The first contestant is Nigel Crow.
Hello,
I'm going to choose my words carefully now. It's not that this performance was bad, per se, but this is a rap contest, and this act had no words. So I'm going to have to disqualify you, Nigel.
You lose some weight, Horace?
Yeah, I mean, I've been watching what I eat and,
Yeah, you look good.
Well, thanks. I could use...
Just kidding.
Oh. Yeah.
No, I'm just joking around. Hey, everything going okay?
Yeah, I'm working with Broxton. It's not going that great. He's
kinda, oh, really?
Yeah, he's kind of... He's like he's kind of different now or something. I don't know.
Yeah, well, he's a jerk. Brockman's always been a jerk.
Yeah, jerk. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's like, he's kind of a jerk.
Yeah, and he doesn't shut up. You hear his new rap names? You hear what he calls himself now?
Yeah.
It's pretty stupid.
Yeah, well, it's better than the name he tried to give me.
Oh, really? What was that?
Bonklebug.
Guy's ridiculous.
Snake Doggy Dog?
Yes? Hmm? Is that my dry cleaning?
It's Snakeworthy.
Mm-hmm.
I have a proposition for you, Snake Dog.
Not interested.
I think you should hear me out first. I insist that you let me perform with you tonight by your side. As one.
No. Gods?
Gop. The AI clamors a lot.
I know.
Always scrapping that beak of his up against the wind.
I know, it pointed in my face. I wish I had a beak. I pointed right back at him. Instead, he just pokes me with it.
Yeah, he's not a good guy, man.
Well, I don't know. People change, I guess.
Not really.
Wait, Snake Dog. Before you send me away, hear me out. I am your father. We belong together. Reaping success and fame and fortune wherever we go. It all starts tonight, Snake Dog. We will be the most powerful duo rap has ever seen.
Frankly, sir, you're frightening me. And I must insist that you desist immediatamente. Guards, take him away.
What are you doing? Get your hands off me. You're making a big mistake, Snake Doggy Dog.
You regret this.
Groupies?
Blue Wave.
Kit Kat Kiddly Choo.
Come on, everybody!
Kit Kat Kiddly Koo. Come and fall into the blue. Catch the wow.
It's magnificent! Let's get started!
All right. Hey, Rudy. Rudy, flip out in a magic twirl.
I'm really sorry!
No other cat can get down like that.
No other cat can get down like that.
Success comes when you think it can. Next up on my lesson plan is Dirty Snake Doggy Dog. He darts around when darkness falls, but the velvet rose of power.
What's the matter with you?
Stop.
So, how's it going? How's things?
I'm doing fine. There's nothing wrong. Everything's been going great. Everything's perfect. Why, did you hear something?
No, just asking. No big whoop.
Every big dog was once a pup. So do your best and never give up. No other cat can get down like that. Throw out the bad, toss out the sin, then wrap me up in rat.
What's the problem? It's Magnificat! What's going on with you people? Get some!
How are you doing?
Not that good.
Things aren't going so great for me either, I guess. I don't know, Brockton. I can't even sleep. I just keep thinking this whole dream of being a famous rock star is over now. I have all kinds of memories of being a puppy running around in circles, playing with socks and shoes.
Puppy stuff, those days are over.
Those days are long gone, Brockton. We're adults now. We gotta start thinking about making money and making important friends.
The tough outer shell melts away and giving way to, lo and behold, a weakling. Maybe you need to appreciate your friends more. We're all still here. Maybe you need to turn that frown around by singing a song or something. When you're feeling very gloomy, and friends are here for you, and you're gloomy and down, and you wanna cry, just look over at me.
Hey, don't touch. What are you, funny? Come on, get out of here.
Oh, suddenly you're a hotshot once again. I didn't realize you switched back. Sorry. Hey, what do you have behind your back?
Brockton, get on the stage. They're calling your name. Come on, get out of here.
It's the Big Bad Bird Alert. Boom, bat, gaggle, gack, let's go. An angry hound named Barkley. A frog-like dog with a log-like body. Now some dogs bark and others bite. One runs up on a motorbike. Red, bad, and mad. Or maybe just sad because you're not the fad. You're all washed up and you're starting to sog. Or did you finally crash that stupid hog? Boom, back, quack, quack, let's go. You're angry because you're fat. I'd be mad with ears like that. Boom, back, gaggle, gack, let's go. The big bad bird and I'm off the ground. I never pay tolls because I always fly into town. Boom, back, quack, quack, let's go. I'll tie your ears up in a bow and twist them up like noodles and groom you hard like a Roy French poodle you are.
Don't stop now, Brockton. They love you.
What has a big fat head with no room in the top? Helicopter ears that halfway flop. Bindle Leland's to spin to the ground. A stumpy kick drunk that hits with a sound. When my client's at the stallion, the doggy goes rough. The cycle goes up and the Barkley comes down. Is that your ear or the smell of fear, I said? The
smell of fear, were you scared?
No, I'm talking about your fear. Your tears. Not mine, I'm talking about yours. Is that your ear or the smell of fear I sense? The tears are near and your ears are tense.
What are you, sad, you little baby?
No, your tears. You're the one who's gonna cry because you're afraid of me.
Ah! Get him off me! Yeah, that horse, get him off me! Horse, come on, do something! Kick his butt!
This isn't fun anymore!
Woo!
What a show, huh, everybody? Can't lose with an attitude like that. Keep on rocking, Horace. I'm right there with you. Right there with you.
Responded to a complaint for an annoying groupie. Turns out that groupie was, Snake-worthy Price. No, I'm not kidding you. He's sitting in the cruiser with me right now.
Next up, the guy you're all here to see, Snake Doggy Dog.
Wait a minute. That's not snake-worthy price. That's a stick with a top hat on it.
I say, it taketh the snakest to raketh in the caketh and maketh the gold and platinum LPs. Snake doggy dog retrieves these with ease. I dunketh MCs like a crumpet in my tea. I dunketh MCs like a crumpet in my tea. I dunketh MCs like a crumpet in my tea. I'm a flossin', awesome, hot snolly Gloucester. My DNA was tossed into the sauce with Chaucer's. I dunketh MCs like a crumpet in my tea. My DNA was tossed into the sauce with Chaucer's. My DNA was tossed into the sauce with Chaucer's. I dunketh MCs like a crumpet in my tea.
Barkley, you barking Molly Coddle Fop Doodly Boodle. You've made yourself exempt with such a claudish attempt.
And for what?
To add a mere tut-tut to your washed-up career? You may exit through the rear now that Snake Dog is here. Yeah!
You know, for dogs, our tail can be our best friend or our worst enemy. When we're happiest, it wags. And when we're the most lost and confused, we find ourselves spinning hopelessly, chasing after something that once seemed so easy. Maybe I was trying so hard to catch my tail, I didn't notice that it stopped wagging a long time ago. And that's too bad, because all along, that thing I was chasing was just having a little fun playing music with my buddies. But I know I screwed that up. Okay, thanks.
That was pathetic.
Barkley, wait!
Snake, where are you, bastard?
So low, I drink right out of the toilet bowl. Freak out!
time with which we are mostly concerned is, of course, clock time. And this is something quite different from rhythm. Clock time beats out endlessly and monotonously, like a military march. Clock time, therefore, to some extent, militarizes society and is in conflict with biological time, which is a rhythmic swinging process, whereas the clock goes tick, 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 tick. The heartbeat goes tum-tum, 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 tum-tum. Now. 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 One second is the length of time it takes me to say 1,000. Say no, no. We don't make Piggy in the Ring. We just don't go. We don't like Wiggly in the Bush. We're nice. We don't do Fluffy in the Alibat. That's vice. We don't want Whammy on the Gummy Bun. That's no lark. We don't say Tiddle My Wallybot. That's dark. We don't take Polly on the Tickle Stick. She's nude. We don't do Ugly Bottle Bit. That's crude. We don't think Drum-a-dum-a-dum. It's bunk. We don't dance Licky on the Tuck. We're sunk. We don't eat Bubbly Silly Beans. They smell. We don't try Tweaky, Tweaky, Tweaky. It's hell.
Message as reconstructed by expansion of the 20% sample. Sampling frequency 16, frequency multiplication 5, or time expansion 400%. Original time, original frequencies.
We may sleep on our flying wallish path. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The man who
who counts the picoseconds has a very sharp, high-pitched voice so that he can say... The tiny microsecond is known for its absence of listenable sound.
How much overtime did you log last month? Not much? Well, just stop and think a minute. One of America's greatest men, Henry Ford, once said, "Nobody ever became a success in an 8-hour day." And when your 8 hours are up, what do you do? Do you hang it up and head for the exit? But wait, you still have a lot in you, a lot of the real drive and grit that makes America what it is. Don't waste it in idle pastimes. Put in some overtime. Log a few golden extra hours at the old grindstone. Remember, there's no time like overtime. And look at it this way. There's extra pay in overtime. Sometimes time and a half, sometimes double time. So if you want somebody else to get those dollars, knock off after a measly 8 hours. But if you want to do it right, do it with overtime. That's overtime.
There is this time when just before the sun sets, that is the most delightful time of the year, especially in this room, with the sun coming low, streaming in this way through the window, and highlighting the copper and the brass and the paintings on the cabinet. I sit most of the time in this chair and just enjoy.
Before I did.
Oh, is this the time before now? Or was the time before?
No, this is essentially two passes on here.
Well, what's this on here?
This will be the third pass now with our voice on now this time.
But if our voice is on, then how can pushing the button put it off?
Well, I can stop it, and then this present.
But it didn't stop.
Well, our talking about it hasn't stopped.
Well, isn't that what we're talking about? Is talking about it?
Yes, we listened to the recording of the kernel.
Let's go through this step by and see that there's a lot of confusion here. You push the button.
Right.
And it starts.
Right.
But there isn't any way to stop it. So there couldn't be a way to start it, so it must have been going all the time.
Where is it all going?
Yeah, well, you know, yeah, that's the, I think it's the basic thing, is the basic, you know, shortest rotation cycle of the planet scene and direction to its primary and stuff. That's what I think is like that. One of the main things, you know. Yeah, in general.
eternity, my friend.
Wonderful time that was. Those were the good old days, my friend.
That's just fantastic, fabulous way to go to sleep. You get in your pajamas, you wash up, and you get into bed, and you do absolutely nothing. You don't try to go to sleep, you don't count sheep, you don't do anything, you just don't do anything. You just lie there, and don't try to go to sleep, and don't try not to go to sleep. Just lie there.
We've talked a lot about different kinds of time on this program and on this series. But so far, we've left out some important times, like early morning time when it's fresh and clear. Or time when you're working, when you're at the office, and under all that pressure, the telephone is there. All those things you might indulge in. And then there's dream time. Dream time is really something very special because it can cover just maybe, you know, one little split second of experience, or it could cover, one dream might cover years or centuries.
Thank you.
Actually, time is an illusion. Because the only real time, if I may so call it, is the present. The past does not exist except as a memory. The future isn't here at all. And all our knowledge of the future consists of guesses based on the past. But the influence of time is such that most people live for the future. They regard the present as nothing but a hairline between an enormous past and an indefinite future. With this feeling or idea of the present in mind, most people feel that they have no time at all. We're going to go back. Jano, please. Your coughing is getting in.
Actually, it was rather difficult to decide upon the day for our marriage because, you see, the first day after St. Whitsuntide turned out to be a new festive day for St. Agnes. Then it was after Lammastide that I was asking the vicar, would it be good if we were to be married on Thursday next? And he said, heavens no, that's St. Swithin's Day. Now then, the whole question was to find a day which was appropriate so that we could be married, you see, but...
Five and a half. Dean na terek the dean dagin 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 da.
Got a little public service announcement here for our standby house band, Funky Hair and the Painted Guitar. Funky Hair is into a really unusual ecology experiment. From their interest in rhythm combinations, they got into experimenting with the idea of a 28-hour day, 6-day week. This allows them to kind of play their own 28-hour life rhythms against society's usual 24-hour rhythm. For example, they can eat lunch one day at 12 noon, the next day they'd be having it at 4 o'clock, the next day at 8 in the evening, and so on. Well, typical of such exciting ecological experiments, there is a problem in the works. And the problem is that the boys are finding it hard to get employment as a rock band. So we're asking that you send suggestions to Funky Hair and the Painted Guitar, care of Channel 9 San Francisco. Tell them how you would solve that problem of the 28-hour day.
Thank you.
sit with a nice girl for 2 hours, you think it's only a minute. But when you sit on a hot stove for a minute, you think it's 2 hours. That's relativity.
Most people talk pretty slowly. They take lots of time, just as I am doing now. But after all, you don't have to talk slowly in order to be understood. In a single day, talking at this rate, instead of the usual plodding pace, you could save yourself enough time to get another hour of sleep, write a poem, paint that wall, or just relax and enjoy yourself. Now, talking fast is easy once you get used to it. A little practice and you'll be going twice as fast as before. Studies in actual laboratory conditions have proven that people can retain information that comes as fast as 4 times the speed I'm using now. But when you talk slowly, like this, there's too much time being taken. Too much room for erroneous and anxiety-producing interpretation. Yes, this way of talking is part of the past. The future is waiting to hear you talk fast.
A millisecond is very short. It's the length of time it takes me to say, what?
I have one word of wisdom to say to you who are worried about it, that is, even this shall pass. And isn't that true? Because it's passing right under our eyes. This shall pass because we change. We change our attitude towards things. We get used to certain things. But mostly, you get more fortitude to take what's coming your way. To take the skirts as short as they are.
I was living real rough, you know, out in the wilds and everything. I'd go down and I'd get 100 pounds of rice. I'd get 100 pounds of oats and stuff like that. Or what are those little? Oh, barley, yeah. Get 100 pounds of barley and like that. And I'd have these 3 oil drums that I would just stuff, you know, like oats, barley, rice, and, you know, some other grain of your choice or something. And I'd say, well, I am ready for winter now. Like, you know, that and firewood and stuff. You get a big bunch. And I'd say, like, I could look at that scene and I know I could get water anywhere, you know. And I had salt, you know. And I could look at that scene and know I have enough food to make it through the winter, man. No matter what happens, I will be alive at the end of winter, you know.
We hasten the boy off my garage path to show which edge young owls could view. We listen to the right path. Be sure to judge on us with you. Test out.
I got up this morning, and I went over to the heater, and I sat down on the heater. And then my mother asked me to go get the paper, and I went up to the gate and got the paper. And I came back down, and then I had breakfast.
I'll tell you about the future. Tomorrow, if my mom says I can have a friend over, I'll have Garth over, we'll have a snack, we'll watch TV, and we'll play some games. And at 4:30, you'll have to go to bed. And then, not go to bed, go home. Sorry. And then I'd watch TV as usual, have dinner, watch TV, go to bed. And there's future.
And then at 4 o'clock we went to some friends' house to see some old Japanese combs that they inherited. And then after that we came home and we had dinner. And now I'm making a tape recording.
I went out of my mind and then came to my senses by meeting a magpie who mixed up his tenses with a poo-wee cluck and a chit-chit-chit. The grammar and meaning don't matter a bit. The stars in their courses have...
The following is a previously broadcast program.
Most of the time and